Today, we're talking about one of the most powerful, beautiful, and practical expressions of love found in Scripture, 1 Corinthians 13. And more importantly, how these words still speak into modern marriage in ways that can transform the way we love, communicate, and show up for our spouse. Marriage today looks different than it did decades ago. We're navigating busy schedules, constant distractions, social media pressures, and expectations that sometimes feel unrealistic. But even with all that, God's definition of love remains steady, timeless, and deeply relevant. So let's walk through what it truly looks like to love your spouse like 1 Corinthians 13 in everyday life. Love is patient. Patience is one of the greatest gifts you can bring into your marriage. In a world where everything feels rushed, patience reminds you to slow down with the person who matters most. Patience means listening without jumping to conclusions. It means offering grace when your spouse is overwhelmed or short-tempered. It means choosing peace instead of reacting out of irritation. When you build small rhythms of calm and prayer into your day, you create space to respond with patience rather than pressure. Love is kind. Kindness is the quiet strength of a healthy marriage. It's not just big gestures. It's the small daily actions that tell your spouse, "I see you, I value you, and I'm choosing love today." Kindness looks like speaking gently. It looks like offering help without being asked. It looks like tiny surprises, thoughtful moments, and choosing compassion even when life feels heavy. Little acts of kindness build emotional safety, and emotional safety builds connection. Love does not envy, it does not boast, and it is not proud. Comparison is one of the silent battles within modern marriage. Social media makes it easy to compare your relationship, your spouse, your home, or your life to someone else's highlight reel. But God calls us to something better. Love doesn't compete. It doesn't measure or keep score. It celebrates, uplifts, and honors. Instead of wishing your spouse were more like someone else, celebrate the strengths God uniquely placed in them. Honor the role they play in your life and marriage. Cheer each other on. Support each other's dreams. You are partners, not opponents. Humility is part of this too. Humility says, "We're on the same team," instead of "I need to be right." Humility listens, apologizes quickly, and values unity more than winning an argument. Love is not easily angered and keeps no record of wrongs. Anger is a natural emotion, but Scripture teaches us to handle it with wisdom. Modern stress can spill into your marriage quickly. Work pressure, parenting, finances, and even fatigue can spark conflict. But loving your spouse like 1 Corinthians 13 means pausing before reacting. It means breathing, resetting, and choosing self-control when tensions rise. Forgiveness is just as important. Keeping record of wrongs slowly erodes intimacy, while letting go creates space for healing. Forgiveness doesn't dismiss pain, but it releases bitterness. It makes room for connection. It reminds you that your spouse is your partner, not your enemy. Love rejoices in the truth, protects, trusts, and hopes. Truth builds trust. Honesty strengthens emotional intimacy. Sharing your feelings, your needs, your joys, your struggles creates a foundation where both hearts can breathe. Protection in marriage means guarding each other's dignity, dreams, and vulnerabilities. It means being a safe place for your spouse. Covering your marriage in prayer. Setting boundaries from anything or anyone that threatens unity. Trust grows through consistency and reliability. Showing up when you say you will, keeping commitments, and honoring each other publicly and privately. And hope. Hope keeps your marriage moving forward. It says, "We can grow through this. God is with us. Our best days are still ahead." Hope dreams, prays, plans, and believes for the future. Love perseveres. Finally, 1 Corinthians 13 teaches us that love isn't just a feeling. It's a decision. A commitment. A perseverance that says, "I choose you. I'm for us. I'm not giving up." Marriage isn't built on perfect days. It's built on consistent love, daily grace, and a willingness to grow together. When you root your relationship in Scripture, everything shifts. You forgive faster. You communicate more gently. You honor each other more deeply. You love more intentionally. A 1 Corinthians 13 marriage isn't flawless, but it is powerful, steady, and centered on Christ. Thank you for listening. May this message remind you that loving your spouse like 1 Corinthians 13 is not a one-time achievement. It's a daily walk shaped by God's love for you. For more faith-based marriage encouragement, read more posts on blissfullywedded.com.